at the Lifestyles Car Wash in Rogers, there are multiple options for getting your vehicle to sparkle. In addition to a drive-through car wash, there are several hands-on cleaning options. Attendants can use air to clean your floor mats, or vacuum crumbs from your last fast food excursion off the carpet. Or if you prefer motoring around town on two wheels, they can spray off your motorcycle with a water hose. While you wait for your vehicle of choice to be washed or detailed, you can sit inside the green building that from the outside looks like a typical house with a front porch and a garage. Inside the lobby, you can watch television or peruse the art gallery. That's right, this car wash has an art gallery, which displays work created by clients of Lifestyles Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that has served individuals with disabilities since 1976. The location has been home to a car wash for several years, but in 2009, the former owners gave the business to the nonprofit group. Jennifer Maynard, Executive Director of Lifestyles Incorporated, explains that after receiving the gift, they had to decide what to do with it.
Carol Hart, our founder, can see opportunities in things that other people just normally wouldn't. And she saw it as a great opportunity as a training site for employment. And so what we've developed there is it's a full-service car wash and detail center, and we almost all the people we serve really want to be employed. They want to work in the community, not somewhere where it's just people with disabilities. They want to work. We all like working with a bunch of different kinds of folks. And we had some folks that just for different reasons had not been successful in long-term employment in the community. And so what she saw this as was an opportunity for folks to be in a real business, but it was a safe place to make mistakes. So it's not like, you know, they were hired somewhere and they had a supervisor that didn't really know them. And, you know, so if they were upset about something or they were late for some reason, that they wouldn't immediately be written up or fired. That this gave an opportunity for if someone's never had a boss telling them what to do or has had a boss telling them what to do and didn't like it very much, it's an okay place to learn and to grow into those positions. So they're learning customer service and the high quality of work and being on time and looking good and all of those different skills, being part of a team. So it's worked out extremely well.
The staff of the car wash consists of crew members who worked at the car wash for years before it was owned by Lifestyles, as well as clients of the nonprofit who work as trainees. Kyle Dempsey has been the general manager of the car wash since January, and he has been working with people with intellectual disabilities since he was about 17. Kyle says he had a brother who was disabled, and when he heard about Lifestyles, he decided that was an organization he wanted to become involved with.
We have anywhere from 4 to 5 trainees that come in every day. It's kind of on a rotating schedule. They have set days that they work, but we have different people every day. Some of them work 3-4 days a week. Some of them work 2 days a week. It just kind of depends on their schedule and how we can manage to fit them into the schedule here. They come in and they have a job coach with them. The job coach will usually teach an hour of class in the morning. It's kind of going over stuff that they're going to see throughout the day, like just different customer service situations, what to do and if this happens and that sort of thing. And then they come up here and, they get to work, hands-on with our other staff. And I guess after that, they go back and they have another hour of class where they sit and they talk about the things that happen throughout the day, ways to improve on these things. And I think that plays a real beneficial role in the whole operation of the training that we do, because, they can see it and, they may not notice that, something was wrong when they did something. And so that teaching plays a very vital part in the training that we provide here.
By working at the training site, trainees can put the experience they gained at the car wash on their resume. Executive Director Jennifer Maynard explains that if a job on the staff becomes available, trainees are able to apply for the position just like anyone else. She says what has happened in several cases is trainees have been able to find employment in the community.
We were talking about a fellow that is, he's in his 40s. He has not had long-term successful employment. He was not real motivated to have employment, volunteered some, but wasn't, even with his volunteer position, wasn't that dedicated to it. And he has been at the car wash as a trainee probably just over a year, maybe a little bit longer, and he just got a job at McDonald's, and he is so proud of that. It's it just building him up and, you know, having the satisfaction of getting that paycheck. And, you know, he knows that he's graduated from that and he's moved on. So it's great to see him when he gets his paycheck, because he is extremely proud of that.
The Lifestyles Car Wash is a full-service car wash that's open from 8:30 to 5 Monday through Saturday. General Manager Kyle Dempsey says there are a number of packages customers can choose from.
We have packages that are exterior only, you know, just get the outside done. Those range, there's three of them that range anywhere from 8 to 12. Then we have our inside and out packages, our full-service washes that range anywhere from, I believe, $15.49 all the way up to $29.99. We also offer a full-service detail center where we do detail work, you know, shampooing carpets, cleaning seats, you know, the whole nine yards, you know, the inch-by-inch type clean. And those range anywhere from $31.99 for the individual details all the way up to $139, $159 for different, you know, full-service detail, you know, full detail packages.
Over the past few months, patrons may have noticed some renovations happening at the car wash, which will be hosting its grand reopening Thursday through Saturday. Executive Director Jennifer Maynard explains part of the renovation included a new coat of paint to make the business a much warmer, friendlier place.
We're also we're changing the seating. We'll still have one part of the lobby where we'll have a TV, and it's usually on CNN or ESPN. And then the art gallery area has been pretty congested, and so we're going to open that up, and that's going to be additional seating. And we're going to have, you know, that folks can sit and look. It's going to be set more like a gallery as opposed to a store. Things are still be will still be available for purchase, but just not as much. And it won't be so that we have more space for the customers to be seated. And then we are revamping our coffee area, so it's not going to be just a stale cup of coffee, which is what, you know, most people anticipate when they go into a car wash or to get their oil change, things like that. So we're going to have some new additions there as well.
So just more of a coffee shop feel.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's exactly what we're going for. And we just, you know, when you're having your car, you know, wash where you're getting, you know, a towel dry and, you know, somebody's vacuuming and doing the windows and all that, you know, it can take 20 or 30 minutes. So we want the customers to be as comfortable as possible while they're in there. And we do have Wi-Fi. We advertise that. So, you know, we want folks to know if you're running in on your lunch hour or going to go in before you go to work in the mornings that you can still get some stuff done while you're there.
The art, Jennifer mentioned, includes items like gift cards, paintings, ceramics, and jewelry created by participants in Lifestyles College for Living art classes. Jennifer says half of the proceeds from art sales goes to the artists, and the other half goes to support the nonprofit's art program. Jennifer says Lifestyles began offering art classes 7 or 8 years ago. They had one instructor teaching 4 hours of art in one small classroom that was also used for educational classes. Today, Jennifer says they have a fabulous, fully functioning art studio at the Blair Center for Visual Arts in Springdale, where they now offer not 4, but 40 hours a week of art classes.
Art has taken off like we never dreamed. One of the things, we visited a couple of other places out of state that had similar programs, and the thing they said you cannot skimp on are the art teachers, that you have to hire professional artists. You can't hire somebody who just likes art or special ed teachers or administrative folks. You've got to have artists teaching, and that's probably the smartest thing we did. We followed that advice, and just to see how far the artists have come is phenomenal. It's from, you know, strictly acrylic paintings, mostly abstract, to now they're working with all kinds of fabrics and textiles and creating three-dimensional collages, and it's just outstanding. We have a show every month somewhere, and our artists are really being recognized for how gifted a lot of them are. You know, just like if you took any other group of people, some just are not very good. I'd be one of those if I were taking any kind of artistic class. But, I mean, we have some folks that truly are just gifted and talented. So that we take every opportunity we can to get their work out. Sam's Club has let us put our art in the company employee store at their main office headquarters, and then we also have the presence in the car wash, which I'm sure to folks seems odd when they come in, but it's just so us. It just suits us perfectly that, you know, we would have a gallery and a car wash. So
some of this artwork will be on display inside the Lifestyles Car Wash's lobby during its grand reopening Thursday through Saturday. Events scheduled during the three-day celebration include a press conference, dirtiest car contest, and a ribbon cutting. Community Day is scheduled for Saturday, July 14th. More information is available at lifestylesinc.org.